ever thought about whether or not your voice could be holding you back from being successful? Or even more so, getting to that next level of success? I'm always fascinated with what I hear when I work with people, and especially when I bring to their attention what I hear. They're always blown away because most of the time they didn't even realize that was how we were processing their sound. But that we are processing in your voice is the very thing keeping you from the next level of success. So yes, truthfully, your voice can hold you back. That's what we're talking about today on the podcast. I think you're going to like this episode, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you. And we're going to continue on today talking about whether or not your voice is holding you back from the next level of success or even being successful. So let's talk for a minute about why these little things in your voice that we hear and process subconsciously are keeping you from the next level of success. Well, that is it right there. Things that you may not even be aware of, we are processing subconsciously. That's the psychology of the voice effect. And we don't even know sometimes why we don't want to hire you or give you the promotion. But I guarantee you, I could do a study and I could line up 10 people and they all have the same credentials. They all have the same education. They all have, you know, they're all qualified. Why does the one get the job? Why does the one get the promotion? Well, if you take away all the potential, they know the boss or they're related to the owner. If you take all that away, I guarantee you it comes down to voice. It comes down to voice. Can I connect with you? Do you make me feel something? Do I trust you? Do you sound confident? And all of that, every piece of it is coming from the voice. So if you have a foundational element that is a problem, like some doubt in your voice, we are going to process that subconsciously. And when we process subconsciously that you doubt whether you can do this job, or you doubt that you're the expert, or you doubt that you're the right person, we don't give you the job. And you don't even know you're doing it. That's the scary thing. It's been put in, it was put in by your subconscious years ago. And we don't even know why we don't hire you or give you the promotion or give you the money, give you our money. But the subconscious has processed a sound. And in that sound, I'm either going to walk away or I'm going to give you exactly what you don't want, like in sales, like foreshadowing. If you're telling me not to buy, I'm not going to buy. And you say, why would any salesperson do that? Well, you're not doing it. But there's something in your psychology of the voice that we're hearing that is saying, no, we're not going to buy from you, or whatever it is, any of those foundational elements. But every single sound is being processed subconsciously. That's why this becomes so important. That's why it becomes so powerful when we start talking about getting to the next level of success. Because it doesn't matter what your resume looks like. If I can't connect with you, I'm going to find somebody that I can. And you might be the kind of person that is the easiest person on earth to connect with. But if it's not happening in your voice, I don't know that. I really started exploring this years ago when I was working with actors, because I truly believed that when it came down to it, voice was playing a part in it. Now, after having been in Hollywood and working with some big names out here, every one of them will say, with regards to actors, it's the actor that has the trained voice that always gets the part. And again, I know there's factors, you know, you're Coppola's cousin or whatever, so that plays a part in it. But that was when I really did the study. If there were 10 actors, all equally talented, all of them look exactly alike. I don't know if you've ever walked into an audition room, but it's bizarre. Everybody looks the same. So you walk in and everybody's the same. Everybody's talented. They all look alike. They're all educated. They all have great chemistry with the other actor. What is it that, why does one get it? And it comes down to voice. That is about connection, and that is about subconscious processing. And so that's why this becomes even more high stakes, because everything is in the voice. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before. In fact, one time I was asked point blank, "So, Tracy, are you saying that if we don't work on our voice, that we can't be successful?" And my response was, "Absolutely not, because everybody I work with is successful." But there is another level of success that you're missing by not working on your voice. And that's what I want to talk about today. Some of those things that you've probably never thought about that are keeping you from that next level of success. The first one I want to mention is, what do we hear in your voice? There are things that you don't even realize are in your voice that we hear that are keeping us from connecting with you, keeping us from knowing who you really are, keeping us from being captivated by you. And they are subtle and they are sneaky. And every time I work with people, whether it's in a live presentation, you know, when I go and do these presentations, I always end up working with people, or whether it's literally a client I'm working with, I'll ask them to deliver some content for me. And sometimes it's just a line. Recently, I was doing some teaching and I had this woman say a line from her work. Did the same thing with a man, had him say a line from his work. And immediately I could hear that there was a block. Now, nobody in the room was really cognizant of it. With the woman, she had given an example, of something that she wanted to work on, and I listened to her voice. And it was only after I said, "This is what I hear, do this step, and let's hear it again," and then everybody could hear it. And then everybody went, "Ooh, that's much better." So sometimes these are foundational things like flow. That is a huge one, because people don't realize that their sound is stuck. And when your sound is stuck, it cannot flow across the room. It cannot command a presence. It cannot command authority like you want it to, like that next level. But it's these subtle things that really hinder that next level of success. These little voice masks and voice barriers and these little foreshadowings, like, "I know you're going to flip out on me, so I'm going to say this a certain careful way to try to avoid the flip out." Well, we hear it in your voice, and that takes away your power. Now, I used that phrase the other day. I said something about power, and the person I was working with got all bent out of shape and said, "I'm not into power. I don't have a problem with power. I'm not trying to get power." Don't take it literal like that, okay? When I talk about power, I'm talking about commanding a presence. When you speak, do people listen? And this is what I find for many, many people. That is what they ask me. I feel like nobody listens to me. Maybe I'm too quiet. Maybe I'm too slow. Maybe, you know, it could be any reason. And they'll say, people don't listen to me. They aren't commanding a presence. They aren't getting to the next level of success because they're not getting anyone's attention. They're not even being listened to. I can't tell you how many people have come to work with me because they were literally cut off when they're speaking. And a lot of people recognize these things are going on, but a lot of people don't. But what almost always happens is what they think the problem is not the problem at all. Yeah, maybe you're being quiet, but I guarantee you it's a flow problem. Or maybe you are saying what you need to say, but there's a mask or a barrier. You aren't owning it. And that's gonna inhibit you getting to the next level of success, even not even really being able to say what you want to say. Think about it. How many of you have sat in meetings and you have some great idea that you would love to share, but you never say it? I've had so many people sit in front of me and say, well, the thing that I really want to work on is being able to say what I really want to say. You know, I just kind of let the opportunity pass me by. Do you think the C-suite executives, do you think the top-level managers, do you think the successful entrepreneurs are not taking those opportunities? No, of course they are. They're putting their voice out there. They are owning what they have to say, and they are boldly putting it out there. Now, even with them, and I'll be honest with you, even with them, there are things that I would improve on. There are these subtle psychology of the voice things that they don't really even know are there. Yeah, the audience is connecting with them, but on a deeper level. So these masks, these barriers, these are the things that help people connect with us. And to get to the next level of success, you want people to feel like they know you, to feel like they've known you their whole life, to feel like the minute you open your mouth, they want to hear what you have to say. You know, and I'm going to bring up my favorite story again. I'm talking about this in every episode now. I told you, I warned you. When that client of mine said he showed my video to his wife and she said, I think she just touched my soul. Okay, that's next level. That's getting to the next level. Moving beyond the words. Moving beyond any fear of judgment. Moving beyond even using your voice being about you. I mean, it is. But what about your audience? The fastest way to get out of your own way, if you're struggling to use your voice to get to the next level, is to stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about what your audience needs to hear, what you need to do to serve them. And really being able to say what you need to say is really that next level of success. So many people try to kind of dance around what it is they really need to say. And then they try to let what they need, you know, what they're trying to communicate come out in the tone. And you don't see the top level guys doing that, the top level gals doing that. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and it might have been one of my clients, I don't remember. But I was talking about how the C-suite executives that I've worked with, especially in Fortune 500 companies, they don't go to loud. They don't yell at everybody all the time. They get loud when they need to, or they go fast when they need to. But they don't reveal the emotion in their tone. And that's something that can keep people stuck. They get, they're not detached from the emotion. And whether they're saying the words that they really need to say or dancing around and kind of trying to say something that won't set somebody off, but it doesn't matter anyway because it's coming out in their tone, that will keep people stuck. Because you're just a loose grenade. You're just a loose cannon. And we can't promote you. We can't trust you. This is very different than unpredictability. Blowing it out, losing your cool, yelling at people, tearing everybody up. That's not the kind of unpredictability we want. That's not the kind of unpredictability that will get you to the next level of success. That's the kind of unpredictability that will keep you stuck because we don't really know what you're going to do. And so I don't know if we can really raise you up, or I don't really know if I want to go to your event, or I don't really know if I want to listen to your podcast because you kind of blow it out and you kind of get upset about things. And that's not really, I don't really like that. That's really too much for me. So to get to that next level of success, we really want to find that balance of revealing who we are, but the best version of ourselves. And I don't know that, yelling at people and screaming at people and vomiting your truth all over people is the best version of yourself, because you have to ask that question, does this serve my audience? And it probably doesn't serve your audience. But what is the best version of you? Well, the best version of you is to say what you really need to say and reveal it with kindness, but also reveal how you really feel. Now, when we reveal how we really feel, we're actually using vocal variety, which I believe is that next level of success. And again, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of speakers standing on stages. There's plenty of people going up in the ranks that aren't using vocal variety. But to reach that pinnacle of success, to reach that top level where everybody wants to talk to you and everybody wants to bring you in and everybody respects you and every time you open your mouth, everybody listens, vocal variety is key. Why? Well, several reasons. First and foremost, it tells us who you really are. And that is why when I work with people, I think sometimes they're a little nervous that I'm going to turn them into me. And I always say, no, there's nobody else like me. This is me. And this is how I am all the time. And I'm always revealing my best version of me, or I try to anyway, whether I'm standing on a stage or recording this show or working with a client. But what is the best version of you? Are you working in a safe version of you, or are you revealing your highs and lows and in-betweens? Are you revealing? Are you taking me on an emotional journey where your data is being brought to life in such a way that it's touching my senses, which in turn affects my emotions? Are you doing that? Or are you playing it safer and just putting your words out? Well, here's the thing. You've got to take us on a journey if you really want to command a presence, if you really want to inspire people, encourage people. We need to feel something. And so vocal variety becomes very important. But there's something else about next level. And here is the pinnacle, the key to the whole thing. Here is literally, in my opinion, the make or break between getting to the next level or not. And this is in aversions. When you are working off of one note only, your go-to is loud, your go-to is quiet, and not even go-tos in vocal variety. If you have a foundational element, like your sound is stuck, like maybe let me give you an example like this. If your sound is stuck in a pitch like this, and this is like you're stuck here, you could still be successful. But here's the thing. You're not getting to the next level of success, and this is exactly why, because every one of us, whether you realized it or not, you have an aversion to one of the vocal variety elements. And what people do, even successful people, is they have one or two notes that they play because they've never processed it this way. They've never thought about the psychology of the voice effect. They've not approached their most powerful instrument the way that I'm approaching it here with you. And so they think that maybe they have tonality. And again, that could be perception, reception. They could be thinking that they're really sounding interesting and they're not. But what they don't realize is they are working with one or two vocal variety elements, and they are also working with a possible foundational problem. Everybody has an aversion to one of the five elements. Remember, the five elements are pause, elongation, shades of loud and soft, shades of fast and slow, shades of high and low. So if you work in one of those elements, whether it's a vocal variety choice or whether it's a foundation element like being stuck in a higher pitch, you can be successful with everyone that does not have an aversion with the thing that you do. But all the people that have an aversion to that one thing that you do consistently, you won't get that audience. Now, I can handle loud as long as you throw me something else. So people that are sometimes loud and sometimes quieter and sometimes this and sometimes that, I'm okay with it. But the one that hammers and hammers and hammers and hammers and hammers and hammers the whole time, I can't listen to them. And you know how I found, you know how I figured this out? I kept hearing from clients that they couldn't stand to listen to this one particular well-known person. And so I got intrigued and I started researching this. And what I found out was, yeah, this person is very successful. But then I also discovered that there is a huge percentage of people that can't listen to this person's voice. Why is that a problem, Tracy? They're already successful. They could be next level success if they could use the five elements. Same thing with a woman I know, very successful, stuck in a higher pitch. Now, you know, up here, and I'm not going to listen to that. I can't listen to it. I can't stand it. All right, because I know what it is. And I know it's an easy fix. Very successful. Missing out on a third of her audience? Yep. So she could be more successful. So I never want you to think about the things that I say as, well, you're either successful or you're not because of your voice. I don't believe that at all. You've got your voice and it's gotten you, and here we are, it's gotten you to this point. But let's take a look at, are there things that we need to work on so you could get to the next level? Are there foundational elements? Are there voice masks? Is your sound stuck? Is there foreshadowing? Are you owning and boldly putting out the words that you need to say? Are you revealing who you really are? Can we connect with you, or is there bulletproof glass? Are you using all five elements of vocal variety so that you are captivating every single potential customer and audience member? Because if you're just playing one or two notes, you're not. You're leaving money on the table. So when we talk about next level, what is it that you're doing that could be keeping you from the next level? Revealing who you really are is a huge one. You know, I've mentioned a woman that I worked with before on the show a number of times because it was really huge when this happened, in my opinion. She was not getting big deals. She was an entrepreneur and she wasn't getting big deals and she didn't really know why. Well, I knew why when I heard her. Basically, what was happening was she was not revealing who she was. She was people-pleasing from a vocal perspective and just kind of not totally revealing her passion. And she was a very passionate person. Well, these jobs that she was going up for, they wanted somebody passionate. So we had to look at that story. Why was she afraid to reveal who she really is. Why did she feel the need to people please? Because that was actually what was keeping her from getting to the next level of success. The person who says, I'm not very loud and people don't hear me and so they don't listen to me, that might not be a volume problem at all. It might be a flow problem. But there is always something vocally that could be keeping you from the next level of success. And why do I know that? Because everybody I've worked with for 28 years, when we change their voice, they go to the next level of success. Whether that's closing $80,000 worth of new business in the first month that we've worked on their voice, or whatever it is, mended relationships, promotions, even if it's just simply, I feel so much better and I can say what I need to say. But your voice can absolutely be holding you back from success. Because your voice is the key to confidence. It's the key to us being able to connect with you. It is the absolute tool to reveal who you are and the only tool to make us feel. So in order to get to that next level of success, or to look at, am I as successful as I could be? Then it's time to start looking at your voice. You feel like you sound stuck? Do you not articulate your words? Are you lacking confidence? Do you struggle to say what you need to say? Are you making the impression that you need to make? When you talk, does everybody listen? Do you command a presence that an entrepreneur or a professional of the stature you want to be? Do you do that with your voice? If not, then it's time to stop looking outside of yourself and look inside yourself at your psychology of the voice story. Because yes, your voice can absolutely be holding you back from being successful at that next level. Now, a lot of voice coaches might say, yeah, your voice can keep you from having success, but I don't believe that's true. Just based on that research that I did when I was curious about that very successful person who I just kept encountering people that couldn't listen to him. I think in some ways, in some scenarios, depending on what's going on in your voice, it actually could maybe keep you from being successful, but it's all relative. What is successful to you? Is it a certain job? Is it being heard? Is it saying what you want to say? Is it running the company? So I think it's all relative. I suppose it could keep you from success, depending on what's going on. Maybe you don't use your words at all. Maybe your sound is so completely stuck that we can't hear anything you say. Maybe you've stopped talking at all. But I know it can keep you from that next level of success. So I want you to start thinking about that. What could potentially be holding you back? Are you boldly saying to the boss what you need to say, what your idea is, what your thought is? Are you revealing who you are? Are you touching people's souls? So think about that. And if you come up with something that you're struggling with, well, reach out. Reach out to me, or I probably have a podcast episode on it. But I guarantee you this, probably 85% of the time, people have no idea it's even a problem. So there could be things that you don't even recognize are happening that I could bring to your attention. And that's what I find every time I work with people, every time I go out in the world and I hear people talk and they say, what do you hear in my voice? Or I'm struggling with this and this is how I say it at work. What do you hear? They never knew it was there. And that is the subconscious. Put it in to protect them and they don't need it anymore because we're not four anymore. All right. So give that some thought and let me know. I'd love to hear what you come up with, what you find that you think could be keeping you from that next level of success, because that's where I ultimately want you to be. I want you to be at that next level of success. And if in any way your voice is keeping you from getting there, then let's fix it. And let's fix it fast, because people waste decades not really knowing what the problem is, or knowing what the problem is and not doing anything about it. So many people have come to work with me and said, I just wish I'd found you sooner. Don't be that one. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. And that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.